Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota students send a message to Washington, D.C. We start today off by welcoming Josh Koning. He's an education content specialist with C-SPAN. He's here to talk about the 2017 Student Cam competition and a few South Dakotans who were honored. Josh, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Did I get your name right? Is it Koning?
Yes, you got it right.
Excellent. Thanks. So give us an overview. This is obviously not just a South Dakota contest. It's a nationwide contest. Tell us about Student Cam.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Student Cam is C-SPAN's annual national documentary competition, and we encourage students to think critically about issues that affect their communities and our nation as a whole. And so each year we have a new theme, and we ask students this year to create a short documentary, and that's 5 to 7 minutes on the theme, Your Message to Washington. So we ask them, what is the most urgent issue for the new president and Congress to address in 2017? Hmm. And so we award $100,000 in cash prizes to 150 different documentaries and 53 teacher advisors all across the country. And since C-SPAN is funded through the cable industry, we partner with the local cable affiliates all across the nation. So in South Dakota, we were proud to partner with Midco, and it allows us to award those 150 prizes and really allows those students to think critically about issues and tell us what's on their mind. The real point of it is to get to give students a platform to have their voices heard on what issues they feel should be heard and handled in Washington.
So what are you looking for as you sort through these entries and select, honorable mentions and winners? Critical thinking, what else? How does that sort of translate into a 5 to 7 minute documentary?
Right. Well, there are some basic requirements first. Like I mentioned previously, it has to relate to the theme. We do not care what issue they think. We want so we're not looking for one specific issue. We really want to hear the issue they feel is more important. But we ask them for to include all points of view. So we're really looking for a thorough explanation and examination of the issue they pick. We look for the quality of expression. And we really want them to include varying sides and points of view in their documentary. C-SPAN's mission in it, we present a balanced point of view, and we're really looking for students to examine the issue by looking at different points of view, even if it's something that goes against what they might think. Other than that, they also must include some supporting C-SPAN video that helps enhance their topic. And just through looking at those requirements, we're really just looking for, who's able to explain and thoroughly examine their issue best.
All right. So did you see some themes overall across the country of the most urgent issue from the entrants this year?
Yeah, our most, across the board, our most popular topics were equality, whether it dealt with police brutality, gender equality. It could be same-sex marriage. Then we also had the economy and education and the environment. So those were really the main issues that students, or the most popular issues that students were looking for across the country.
So tell us about our Sioux Falls. I'm not sure if you know the specific details of the South Dakota, I should say not Sioux Falls, the South Dakota winners. What can you tell me about some of the videos that came from our state?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, South Dakota was one of our top 10 states when it came to entries across the country. So there was great participation from across South Dakota. And there were actually 8 winning documentaries in South Dakota, and they were actually from Sioux Falls and Rapid City. So one of the topics that won third prize in Rapid City was from St. Thomas More, and they dealt with racial relations, and they did a great job of just thoroughly examining their issue by interviewing a motivational speaker. They also interviewed Senator John Thune, so that was impressive, and the Rapid City Police Chief. So you could see through their interviews, they were able to really look look into the issue and examine those different points of view. But there are also other winners from the school and other topics throughout South Dakota that won were on the Syrian refugee crisis, the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy, national debt, legalizing marijuana. So, again, you can just kind of see how the entries and winning videos from South Dakota really showed, you know, how many different issues students think are important, and then how they wanted Washington to handle them.
I was able to watch the St. Thomas More entry on equality and the relationship really between law enforcement and minorities is what they were digging into. And I thought they did a really compelling job of localizing that as well, not only thematically, but specifically with their, with the interviews that they had, looking in their own community to sort of find those issues and saying, hey, we're from South Dakota. We're not from, an inner city Chicago. So we don't know what this looks like there, but we do know what it looks like here, and here it is. And I thought that was really sort of brilliant.
It was impressive that they were able to say, you know, we don't necessarily have to deal with this in South Dakota. But then when they interviewed that motivational speaker, he was, as you mentioned, from Chicago and had experienced it. But then so they're saying we don't have experience with that, but then they related it to what they could do in South Dakota. So it was a nice job. And again, what we're looking for, where it's issues of national importance, but also looking how it affects them and affects their local communities.
And then also really dealing with, as they talked to Senator John Thune about, should this be a federal solution or is it a local solution? And then looking, with their police chief, Carl Jaggeris, and others about, well, what is being done locally? If this is a local solution opportunity, then what are we doing? I thought that was another, neat stroke of intellect and a preparation on their part. Is that part of what you see over the years with students who sort of think about something broadly, but then really learn something as well about their own community and forge those connections they might not have had before?
Right. That's true. What we see every year, students always will ask us, well, what's the best topic to pick? And we tell them the best topic to pick is something that they're passionate about, something they want to learn more. And that will always come through then. Mm-hmm. If they are passionate about it, they'll do a better job. They'll look into the issue more and create a documentary. And so it's really those issues that are local and can affect them, but also of national importance, that they're usually interested in. And then another great aspect of StudentCam is it really allows them to connect with experts and different politicians across the country. We're always impressed with the quality interviews they get. As we've mentioned, they interviewed Senator John Thune, but other South Dakota entries, interviewed different state representatives. They interviewed doctors. They interviewed different lobbyists of organizations. So it's really getting them out there and pushing them past their comfort zone of just, talking in front of the camera and getting interviews with these experts. And we're always appreciative of all these experts and politicians who are willing to give their time to these students, because it's just a great experience for the students to be able to go out and interview them, learn about it, and then go beyond what they thought previously. So students a lot of times will tell us, they started exploring an issue. They thought they would have one point of view, and then they start talking about it, researching it, and sometimes they come to the same conclusion, but sometimes their minds are changed. So by going through this process, they're really able to look at their own views, but then also look beyond what their previous views were and, have a greater appreciation of the complexity of these issues.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. My guest, Josh Koning, he's an education content specialist with C-SPAN in Washington. We're talking about the StudentCam contest, and you can see the winners, watch their films at studentcam.org/winners17.htm. We'll put a link up on our website. And Josh, I want to talk a little bit about this Syrian refugee crisis documentary that I was able to watch this morning, because I think it speaks to the point that you just were making about not necessarily changing the minds, but these students begin with this problem, which they, you know, recognize as a problem. They conclude with the fact that it's a problem that is the most compelling thing Washington needs to deal with right now. But in the middle, they talk to a whole lot of South Dakotans who say, it's a problem, but we don't want to accept refugees and Syrian refugees in South Dakota at all. So you can see sort of the evolution of these students seeking, you know, how do our South Dakotan, you know, contacts feel, and maybe coming up with a surprising answer. Do you have any thoughts on sort of that process of not always coming to a neat and tidy conclusion at the end of digging into a complex topic?
Yeah, and I think that's just the reality when they go through that, and that can be something positive for the students to see. We always want to see what the students think, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, this is 100% what the solution is going to be. So when they're looking at that issue, they might be thinking, you know, we think this on the Syrian refugee crisis, but after talking to these people, this is something we didn't think about, and now, you know, we're not so sure. So maybe just them realizing how complex the issue is and not having a neat and tidy solution for it is the reason that they're thinking, you know what, this is the most important issue for Washington to address because it is so complex. So, again, our goal in it is really to get students to think, to analyze those issues critically. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll come to that solution. But if the students are really looking at the issue and learning something, that's really accomplishing the goal and why we have this competition.
And at the end of that documentary on Syrian refugee crisis, the young men who make it say, this needs to be addressed now. I mean, they're almost, I wouldn't say they're shouting, but they're speaking in unison. These students have a voice and they have something to say about race, about refugees, about public policy, about America. Does that sort of make you optimistic for the future of the country to sort of see these entries roll in and see these students who are so engaged?
Absolutely. It's one of the best things and most exciting things every year that we do at C-SPAN, and it's great to see all these students engaged. The reception every year just keeps getting better and better. The quality gets better. We had a record number of entries this year. We had almost 3,000 entries from 46 different states across the country. So just the fact that you have almost 3,000 entries from almost 6,000 students from almost every state across the country, and they're creating high-quality work. I mean, every student is not able to win a prize, but even those who have not won a prize, we get a lot of feedback about how this was one of the better or best projects they have done just because of how it made them think. And, you know, hopefully it continues, hopefully their experience in Student Cam will have them continue to look at these issues and be engaged as they, you know, as they continue growing up and everything, because we have even the winners, but the entrants, it's all the way, we have sixth graders competing all the way up to 12th graders. So even some of the winners in Sioux Falls were sixth graders. So it's just amazing to see students at that young of age come up with such high quality and impressive work. And it is fantastic to see them, you know, engaged right in the issues that matter across the country.
And I would suspect that as students get more familiar with the technology and the technology continues to advance, I mean, just using film in general has to really boost how their voices are expressed, and That can only get better, don't you think, as that technology gets more accessible?
Yeah, absolutely. It is great. Yeah. The technology advancements have been fantastic in helping our entries grow, and it's something that we've had many winning videos that are just shot on their cell phones. They don't have to have great equipment to be able to compete in this competition. The number one thing we are looking for is content. Yes, production values are brought into it. Yes, they do matter. But far and away, the number one thing we're looking at is the content and the examination of the issue. So the accessibility of technology has helped. And as I mentioned, just the fact that almost everyone has a cell phone available there that they can create a short documentary, you know, means this is available for students all across the country, no matter where they are.
Josh Koning, Education Content Specialist with C-SPAN in Washington, D.C. Josh, I want to say thanks so much for your time today.
We appreciate it, and we hope that we'll have the competition again next year. So
right.
We launched it around September, so we hope that we get more entries from South Dakota and all across the country, and look forward to hearing what students have to say about critical issues next year.
All right. We'll have you back then. Thanks, Josh. You can see those entries at studentcam.org/winners17.htm. We'll put a link up on our website after the program.